7 tips for getting discovered. That's what we'll cover in this episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Hi, I'm John Fugler, host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast and founder of RecruitMe, an exciting adventure I've been on for the last 15 years in helping kids get discovered and get an athletic scholarship. And that's why you're here, right? Well, I've kind of taken a hiatus this past summer. Last episode that I recorded and we presented was, I believe, in June. And here we are in September, well into September, and I'm back. And I did that on purpose because I was focusing more on my blog and other ways that I could help families. But here I am. I've retooled the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. That's right. We're just going 15 minutes in each episode. Want to make a huge difference, but I don't want to take up a huge amount of your time. I want you to come away with some real actionable items in each episode of this podcast. So don't want to overload you. I'm one who believes in simplicity. If you know me, then you know that that's the way it works. This whole thing can be too complicated on getting a scholarship. So what I want to do for you in each episode is give you some things to hang your hat on, things to apply. That's the way it's been working with the blog as well. And by the way, this podcast is replacing the blog. So I enjoy writing, but I think that this can be more effective for you in the whole scope of things. So the Athletic Scholarship Podcast will now become a weekly edition. Weekly, you can grab the information here, and in just 15 minutes, it will indeed change your scholarship future. Whether you're a parent or an athlete, I'll have things in here for both of you. So get ready. We're going to really run through some things here. As you heard in the intro, 7 tips for getting discovered. That's what it's all about, right? Yeah, getting discovered. And I do want to make available to you a publication I just put together. Now, this is just a few pages long. So I said, I'm trying to keep it simple. I want you to have actionable items that you can apply to your scholarship journey, scholarship efforts, how to get recruited in the next 30 days. So if you'd like to have this, it's a PDF download. You just click on the show notes at recruitme.com/podcast, or you can just go to the homepage, recruit-me.com. And you can get a hold of how to get recruited in the next 30 days. I got some points in there, some application for you. And I really believe that if you focus on it and if you say, we're going to make this happen, then in the next 30 days, you, if you're the athlete or a parent, if it's your son or daughter, they will get recruited. Recruitme.com/podcast, or you can just go to the homepage, recruit-me.com. It's free. Just download it and start acting on it. Now, I remember a phone call with a parent who really understands the recruiting process, but you know, athletes on her son's team didn't. She told me that these athletes thought that college coaches would just show up and start recruiting them. And that's the furthest from the truth. She told me that she was the team mom, so she pointed out some of the materials that I had given her, and she actually printed them out and brought them and handed them to the athletes. So she went to my website, took some of the blog posts, I guess. But anyway, some of the things that I had provided for her, she handed them to the athletes on the team. And at first, the kids thought that she was totally wrong, that the approach that she's taking, that I take, is totally wrong. However, after reading the materials and going online to do more research, they realized that she was absolutely right. And some of the things that she handed out are in that that download that you can have, how to get recruited in the next 30 days. Let me ask you, as a parent, do you think your son or daughter will get discovered? Do you really believe that that will happen? Well, in reality, it doesn't just happen. I like to see it the other way. So I want you to come along with me here with a shift. You need to discover the coaches and programs. You need to do the discovering. Taking the first step in a recruiting relationship is what leads to most scholarships. And it isn't the coaches taking the first step, but it's the athlete and the parents taking the first step. So athletes ask you the same thing. Do you think you'll get discovered? You're given everything you have out there. You are talented. You know that, but you're asking, how can I get discovered and how can I get recruited for a scholarship? I've done quite a bit of writing on this. And in my Recruit Me manual, I have a section in there on parent-athlete teamwork and the whole process, because parents, it's about you doing your part, athletes about doing your part. So what I've got here is from that content that I wanted to share with you on this edition, and it will result in getting discovered, so to speak. It's that beginning step. So 7 tips for getting discovered. I got 4 tips for parents and then 3 tips for athletes. First for the athletes, you ready? And parents, you need to know this too, because you're leading the process. All right, here are things you need to focus on. Just 4 things, athletes, in order to get discovered. And the first one, you're gonna go, what? Well, it's true. It's your academics. Number one, your academics. I can't tell you how important this is. You can literally eliminate yourself from a scholarship opportunity by getting into grade trouble. I'm not saying you got to be a 4.0 or a 3.5 or even a 3.0, but you got to do your best. In fact, you got to go beyond what you think is your best in most cases. You can lift yourself above other scholarship prospects by excelling in academics. It's absolutely true. So do the best you can. That's really all anyone can ask. But academics is such a big part of it. You could be one of the best athletes in the area, but if you don't perform in the classroom, you'll disqualify yourself from many schools. The coaches won't even look at you if you fall well below the standards at his college or university. He'd be wasting his time trying to recruit someone he couldn't get admitted because of bad grades. To increase your chances of an athletic scholarship, do yourself a favor, be a first-class student. Do your best. I think you know in your heart what best means for you. You know what best means in athletic competition. So what does best really mean in the classroom? Excel in the classroom, just as you excel as an athlete, and it'll open up huge opportunities. With good grades and good SAT scores, you'll beat out competitors, other recruits who have lesser grades and scores. And I know as an athlete, you have extra time pressures that most students don't have to face. But the reality of this is, and I remember when I was competing and I was in high school, when I was out of season, I played 3 sports. And then I think my senior year, I dropped down to 2. But when I was out of season, I really didn't do as well in my academics because I wasn't as disciplined. Actually, the fact that you're competing gives you an edge in your academics as well. Go for it. Use that same discipline you do on the field or on the court and apply it to your academics too. That's so important. In my Recruit Me manual, I've included a whole study guide. Dr. Bob put this together, how to study and make the most of your time. And there's so many tips. In fact, I'm going to, at some point, one of these episodes, just devote it to academics and go through these points that Dr. Bob laid out in his study guide. So that's one thing that you need to do as in order to get discovered. You've got to be a good student. Secondly, become a better athlete. The more skilled you become, the greater your chances of being noticed and getting a scholarship. There's no doubt about it. It's a competitive field. So what can you do to be an athlete? From our experience with my twin sons, they took hitting lessons. They're baseball players. They took hitting lessons even when they were young, and it was fun too. They really enjoyed that. They enjoyed getting better. They took pitching lessons when they were in high school. We set up in the garage in the wintertime a batting cage, so to speak. I remember draping the inside of the garage with plastic so the balls wouldn't get lost in the rafters, and I used to throw wiffle balls to them. They hit with a wiffle bat. It was really cool. But those kinds of things, be creative. How can you become a better athlete, become better than you are right now? How can you be better 1 month from now than you are today? The third thing you can do to get discovered is communicate with coaches. Be sure to write letters and send emails. Provide coaches with updates after every season. Coaches that are interested in you, you want to write or call back if they write or call you. because if you stop communicating with them, they'll assume you're no longer interested. So this is after you've been, quote unquote, discovered or started a relationship, you've got to keep it going. Being discovered isn't the only thing. It's just the beginning. So you need to continue to communicate with coaches. In fact, his name is Larry. His daughter received a scholarship, but she worked for 3 years on this, and they worked as a family on it. But he quoted the fact that there's a lot of letters, lots of emails, lots of follow-ups, getting the nerve to make phone calls, and she made those phone calls, but it was a long process. She kept the communication going, and she ended up living her dream because she received that athletic scholarship. And I want that to happen for you too. So communicate with coaches. Keep up that communication. Okay, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I only have 3 minutes to go, so I'm going to have to really plow through this. The fourth thing you can do as an athlete is ask a parent or an adult mentor to help you go through the process, because this is not an individual sport. It's a team sport. Your parents need to help you, at least one of your parents, or maybe you've got a coach or a guidance counselor, or maybe one of your friend's parents who can help you go through the process, because it is a long process. You need to keep focused and have that drive, and you don't want to do it yourself. Find someone who can help you succeed, ideally one of your parents. As for parents, 3 things I have for you. 1, be an encourager. Your son or daughter will need this. So it'll be a lot of ups and downs. He or she is going to be pursued by some coaches, rejected by others, and you'll have to help your athlete keep a positive attitude and move forward. So be an encourager. Secondly, this is really huge. Handle the paperwork. Take the leadership in drafting letters, emails, sending out profiles, questionnaires, send them out. No, don't do all the work yourself, but work as a team with your son or daughter, but take the lead, help them in the administration process. In fact, one parent said, I became the secretary for my athlete. And that's the way it is, because there's a ton of communication with so many coaches. As time goes along, your kid can't do it all, especially when they're competing athletically and doing the academic work they need to do. So help handle the quote-unquote paperwork or the digital communication. Be the organizer. And 3rd and finally, discuss the process with your son or daughter. Keep the lines of communication open. Really key on that. Find out what's going through his or her mind. What are the emotions? What are the thoughts? For instance, with our sons, we had twin sons. I needed to find out from them, do they want to go to the same school or not? Was that important? And you need to ask those questions all along the way. It's a fluid process. So keep the lines of communication open. So those are the 7 tips to get discovered and continue that relationship. It just doesn't start with that discovery, so to speak. And the recruiting process is long. Athletes, your academics, important. Secondly, become a better athlete. 3rd, communicate with coaches. 4th, ask a parent or an adult mentor to help you go through the process. As for parents, your 3, be an encourager, handle the paperwork, and discuss the process with your son or daughter. And I want to remind you that one of the best things you can do right now is go ahead and get that download, How to Get Recruited in the Next 30 Days. It's a short PDF download, recruitme.com/podcast, or just go to my website, recruit-me.com. That's it for next week. That's it for this week. And I'll talk to you again next week. God bless you. Have a great week. Email me with any questions you have at john@recruit-me.com.